As long as I am with you in the flesh, I can be but one individual in your midst or in the entire world. But when I have been delivered from this investment of mortal nature, I will be able to return as a spirit indweller of each of you and of all other believers in this gospel of the kingdom. In this way, the Son of Man will become a spiritual incarnation in the souls of all true believers. When I have returned to live in you and work through you, I can the better lead you on through this life and guide you through the many abodes in the future life in the heavens of heavens. Life in the Father's eternal creation is not an endless rest of idleness and selfish ease, but rather a ceaseless progression in grace, truth, and glory. Each of the many, many stations in my Father's house is a stopping place, a life designed to prepare you for the next one ahead. And so will the children of light go on from glory to glory until they attain the divine estate, wherein they are spiritually perfected, even as the Father is perfect in all things. If you would follow after me when I leave you, put forth your earnest efforts to live in accordance with the spirit of my teachings and with the ideal of my life, the doing of my Father's will. This do instead of trying to imitate my natural life in the flesh as I have perforce been required to live it on this world. The Father sent me into this world, but only a few of you have chosen fully to receive me. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, but all men will not choose to receive this new teacher as the guide and counselor of the soul. But as many as do receive him shall be enlightened, cleansed and comforted, and this spirit of truth will become in them a well of living water springing up into eternal life. And now, as I am about to leave you, I would speak words of comfort. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I make these gifts not as the world gives by measure, I give each of you all you will receive. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. I have overcome the world, and in me you shall all triumph through faith. I have warned you that the Son of Man will be killed, but I assure you I will come back before I go to the Father, even though it be only for a little while. And after I have ascended to the Father, I will surely send a new teacher to be with you and to abide in your very hearts. And when you see all this come to pass, be not dismayed, but rather believe inasmuch as you knew it all beforehand. I have loved you with a great affection, and I would not leave you, but it is the Father's will. My hour has come. Doubt not any of these truths. Even after you are scattered abroad by persecution and are downcast by many sorrows, when you feel that you are alone in the world, I will know of your isolation, even as when you are scattered every man to his own place, leaving the Son of Man in the hands of his enemies, you will know of mine. But I am never alone. Always is the Father with me. Even at such a time I will pray for you. And all of these things have I told you, that you might have peace and have it more abundantly. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have triumphed in the world and shown you the way to eternal joy and everlasting service.